You're listening to TNM Coaching Unplugged. TNM Unplugged features the diverse perspectives of a thriving global community of coaches, leaders, and experts. And it's all for you.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to TNM Coaching Interconnected podcast. It's Zoran Todorovic, Interconnected as well. Every week, we have these wonderful guests and we record on interesting topics. And usually we start the week with the wonderful Instagram Live when we introduce the speaker and the topic. And then in this podcast, we go deeper into the conversation around specific competencies that we would love you to consider. As you know, this is the space when you need to elevate your heart, elevate your mind, expand your soul, and get to the next level of inspiring yourself with new knowledge, with new skills, with new techniques that you can apply to your life, to your business, and to your family and beyond. And today we have a very interesting guest with us. Now, Katrina Sjogren, it's the MCC coach. For people who don't know what is MCC coach, is Master Certified Coach, which is a very beautiful designation. You have to do a lot of work to get there. I've done it myself as well. You know, you need to be coaching people, being in this industry for some time and gaining beautiful experience. She has a corporate and business experiences for 2 decades in different industries, which really gives her a broader understanding of the landscape. Also, she is nowadays an executive coach. For 15 years, she also worked with different multinational companies from Sweden to US, Singapore, France, so global experience. And some of the brands that she had been working with are Volvo, Tetra Pak, InRiver, and so on and so forth. And then, you know, of course, Katrina has combined her immense experience in leadership development and training and coaching and grooming the leaders and managers on a global stage into her new body of work, which is the brand new book on SQ and self-leadership. And today we're going to be focusing on that. We're going to be focusing on SQ. We're going to be focusing on self-leadership. We're going to introduce this new competence to our business target group and then talk about how can you benefit from that knowledge, from that experience, from understanding the SQ and yourself in your daily life as leader, in your daily life, as employee, as collaborator. It really doesn't matter to what extent or on what level in the organization you're sitting. So it's going to be wonderful and exciting talk. I'm really grateful and happy because this is one of the topics that I really love, appreciate, and honor. This is also a new topic that a lot of people are not even aware of. And the guest is fantastic. So, Trina, welcome. So glad to have you on this podcast.
Thank you so much, Zoran. I'm happy to be here today.
Beautiful. So we'll dive into it. You know, like you and I, we know what SQ is basically. So let's start from the foundation, you know, for the people who are, you know, curious and wondering, they're like, what is this SQ? What is Zoran talking about? What is Katrina talking about? So can you start with that? What is that? Just define it for us.
Yeah, I will. So SQ is spiritual intelligence. And that's all about meaning, values, and actually to live according to your core values. And I think that we need to put SQ in a context to understand it fully. So if we look at IQ, EQ, and SQ, they get together, then we use all of our intelligences and competence. And IQ, as most of you know, is our quote of intelligence. It's our rational thoughts. And then we have EQ, emotional intelligence. That's our relationships, our feelings that we use every day. And as neuroscience shows, we are feeling machines that can think and not the reverse. So EQ is important.
Yeah.
And today, computers has IQ and higher mammals has EQ. But then we have SQ that is not instead of IQ and EQ, it embraces them. Mm-hmm. So together, we use everything inside us to use all of our potential, actually. Mm-hmm. And SQ is unique for us human beings. it's one part of the Maslow hierarchy of needs. We need water, we need sleep, we need practice, etc. But we also need to feel that it's meaningful. That's our core need. So that's why SQ is so important for us human beings, but also for the companies, for leaders, for today. Employees wants to go to work and feel that it's meaningful, and that's SQ. So we can do so much within the leadership with SQ.
And I love that you're introducing the meaning, because I also think that we do have a crisis of meaning nowadays. There are a lot of people that I'm coaching, talking with in life, in business, are, you know, confused, and they keep on asking those big questions. What is the meaning of everything that I'm doing? You know, what is the meaning of my life? What is my life purpose? How is my life relating to my work, you know, and vice versa? So I can see that we are in a pivotal moment when people are truly curious about their meaning. And what you're saying is that by understanding the SQ, their spiritual intelligence, and knowing that we have this wiring inside of ourselves, they come one step closer to understand that meaning and to figure out what is the real meaning in their life, correct?
Yeah, correctly, exactly. And where we feel that we go according to our inner driving forces, our meaning, then things become so much easier. It's like you flow with life instead of struggling against it. And the feeling that many people have today is like, I will just do this, or I will just become the director of, I will just, then I will be happy or satisfied. But you come to that, and then again, okay, but still something missing here. And that's, we're searching for the actual meaning. But to be able to find it, as you say, we need to be self-aware and to know, what are my core values? Mm-hmm. What is meaningful for me? Because what's meaningful for me is not the same for you or you. And for example, I have twins. They're 22 years old. They've been raised at the same time, but they're different. They have different meaning. So it's up to ourselves to actually explore and to find what's meaningful for me.
Mm-hmm. And so let's play, you know, a little bit, you and I, with the audience that is listening right now. So if somebody is saying, okay, I would love to get into that meaning, I want to figure out that meaning. You mentioned the first step of self-awareness towards figuring out your meaning. It's to understand your core values, right?
Yeah.
So how would we go about core values? Let's define values for people. You know, we all know the word. You know what I mean? People sometimes would say, you know, I value this, I value that. But when we look into this from the lens of personal development and coaching, we really want to people to get in relationship with their true values. What are they really valuing in life? Which is, as I said before, the first step towards understanding yourself, becoming self-aware, and then knowing your meaning, right? So how do we get people to understand their values?
So I think there are some quite simple exercises to actually find the five core values, and to be conscious about those five core values. And actually, neuroscience says that don't ever compromise with your core values. And if you do, because sometimes we need to compromise, make a conscious decision so that we don't just go on and go against the values and we feel that this is not right, business-wise or personal-wise. And there are, I don't think we have the time today to look at the exercises, but it's quite simple, 15 minutes of the client's time to actually find the core values.
Exactly. You know, we don't need to do the exercises. What I mean also that, you know, to simplify it in a way, my take on this, you know, you look into what really matters to you, right? So the starting point of figuring out and being self-aware, what do you really care about? What really matters to you? You know, what is really important? And in when we recorded our Instagram Live, I said, what matters to me, for example, personally, it's freedom, you know, and I know that freedom was always my core value. What matters to me, it's adventure. And I always knew that the adventure was core value of mine, because whenever I am in a situation of adventure, when I'm traveling, meeting new people, even when I'm conducting workshops and trainings in the new cultures, I always feel this sense of adventure inside of myself. And I know that I'm touching my core value, and I feel inspired, fulfilled, and I can do it again and again and again and again without, you know, wasting my time or losing myself inside of it. It's because it really matters, right? So I think that one of these essential points is, what matters to you? What do you really care about? So is that your take as well?
It is, exactly. And if I look at, when I look at you now, you can actually see in your eyes that they get this sparkle, that these are my core value. When I have the adventure, when I have the freedom, it's like sparkles.
Yeah.
So that's actually what we were searching for, that inner core. And also, for example, I said when we did the live recording, my values are autonomy, as you say, freedom, but also happy family.
Mm-hmm.
And when I, above others, but when I live truly according to those values, I make results. I feel good and I have this balance in life. I feel this harmony and I can work quite hard, but still I have this harmony in life.
Mm.
And actually, 1.5 years ago, I got a brain bleeding. It was quite ill. But when I woke up and recovered, I was going back and actually looking at my core values. If I would not have survived, did I until now live according to my core values? And I actually did. So
that's that's a good ending on that. I was waiting. What are you going to say?
No, but
yeah,
I was quite pleased because I had lived and I'm still living according to my values. So I'm living according to what I want to bring out to the rest of the world, to live truly. So life happens and we need to go flow with life. But it's so important not to wake up and to say, my God, I'm 50 and I've been wasting my life on something that is not important for me.
Exactly.
So that's core values.
Exactly. Something that is not important for us, and also not being compromised on that level. Because as you said before, when we coach people in the organization or even in leadership development trainings, people would say, when I reach this point, then I will be able to, right? When I come to that level, then I will be able to actually align to my core values and become fully and truly authentic to myself. And we know now that life happens and the time moves and then you end up not being in the alignment. So we don't have any excuse, I suppose, this moment in time, not to be truthful to our values, right? And from your experience, why do people compromise? What happens to humanity so that you say, well, I'll wait?
Good question. I actually think that we have forgotten what is important, and we strive to make results and to show our facade, kind of, and to produce. And we forgot that actually when we're in balance with both sustainability and productivity, then it's optimal. Then we're sustainable over time. But we will also make extraordinary results. So nowadays, we're kind of more in our ego. We run, we plan, we achieve, but we forget about our inner wisdom to take that with us.
Mm-hmm.
But when we combine those two, it will be a much better place to be, both for employees, ourselves, leaders. And as we see in leadership and trends forward, combined with leadership, we see that people want leaders that can fulfill the work-life balance, managers that are more of enablers than doers. I don't want the manager that tells me exactly this you should do. The manager could say when and what, but how I do it, I want to decide myself. I want to feel that it's meaningful. I want to feel that I develop. And all that is SQ, actually.
Yeah, and they have ownership. And I love the wisdom that you're sharing right now, specifically around, I just want to reframe it and bookmark it for our audience, that we need to remember. You know, we got kind of little amnesia. We forgot what is important. We forgot what really matters. So that remembering, it's the leading us, for all of us, into becoming more self-aware about ourselves. And I also love what you're sharing about the distinctions in leadership and, you know, that enablers, managers who are really giving space for people to have ownership, because through their ownership, they also have a meaning, you know, because they own something. Yeah. So the bigger question I have for you while we're on this self-awareness topic and SQ in the organization. So how do we then align our own individual love values with the organizational values? Because sometimes I personally end up in coach training programs, leadership development programs, when people will come to understand their core values, but they don't really know how they link those core values to the organizational values because they belong in a bigger entity of the organizations. And that's one question, which is really important. And the other one, what if those values are not matching? So what if I would say you have the value of autonomy, you know, and the value of family, but you end up, let's say, working in a hardcore company in financial market who doesn't care about family and balance, which is like do, results. You know, you have to perform, work night, work day, you know, work across different time zones. You know, WhatsApps, all the messages. So they really don't care about it, but you do. So two questions here for us. And I know this is going to be interesting for people to listen. It's how do I align my values with organizational values? And what do I do if I end up in the organization that is in misalignment with my personal values?
So if we start with the last question, if you actually feel that right now, because things change over time, I don't align with the values that I have myself and the way that I need to work in this role, in this company. So maybe we have to actually stop and to say, okay, what is the most important thing for me right now? Is it, should I stay where I am? Should I actually move and look for something else where I can contribute even more and also gain? Or can I look into my role in company and make a change? So there are different options, but I do think that we need, if we have those feelings, to actually stop and to think and make conscious decisions.
And I'm grateful, Katrina, for you to say this, because I think this is super important to empower people to do this, because people don't. They just keep on rolling and rolling and rolling. They're not happy. But what you're saying is, if this is your case, stop.
Yeah,
right.
Stop.
Reevaluate.
And think about what is important, because if you're not in the right place, you will not perform in your highest potential either. So it will be bad from two different ways, actually. And exactly. I'm thinking about, as I'm writing in my book, that we all people, we have like three phases in life. Up to 28, approximately, we are in our youth phase. That's when we grow, we take our values and we grow up. And then we have our power phase, kind of, from 28 to 50, 54. In the power phase, we build career, we build family, houses, blah, blah, blah. We run quite fast. And that's when you many times do not stop and think, what is important for me? We just continue. Mm-hmm. But then when we reach the wisdom phase, the last phase from 50-ish and upwards, where we can, if we're wise, actually slow down a little bit, use all of our competence, knowledge, but also take more time for reflection and thinking, and use our wisdom and give that wisdom to our employees, to the people around us, to the company and the results.
Mm-hmm.
Then we use ourselves in a good
way. Mm-hmm.
So I think also when we come to this last phase, if we don't stop and actually think, am I in the right place?
Yeah.
And we just continue to run and say, when I retire, then I will.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we are not on the right path, I think.
Yeah. Beautiful phases, transitions. I love those three phases. It's lovely to see your life from those cycles as well. You know, and what happens in those cycles in early youth, then in the doer to a doer, because we all recognize and know, and then in the wisdom as well. And also making peace with those cycles. Sometimes we, you know, carry ourselves through different cycles. We don't stop and understand that we have actually completed that cycle, and now is the time for us to move into something else, right?
And that's what both you and I actually work with, to actually take time to do reflection.
Mm-hmm.
To do the reflections, to be able to use all of our inner wisdom, knowledge, experience, mm-hmm. that we and our clients actually have.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't slow down a little bit, we lose all this.
So we now know what to do in the case that values are clashing. And what do we do in the case of, you know, I have certain values, my organization has certain values. So how do we really align ourselves with the organizational values? What are the touch points? You know, what do we do to really begin resonating with the culture of the company or corporation that we are working with right now?
So I think, first of all, of course, what are the company culture? What are the company values? And how do we live them in our team, me as a manager, and also taking responsibility ourselves as manager to actually see, am I talking about these important values and in the organization?
Mm-hmm.
And to stop and to think, are these values, they do not need to be the same, but are they aligned? Are they on the same path as my own values?
Exactly. And the reason why I'm asking this question is because I've been in many, many exercises talking really frankly with leaders and managers in the organizations, and I see the values on the boards. I see the values in the corridors. I see the values on social media, in presentations, you know, their values. But actually people, they're just seeing them and asking, what do you think about it? Yeah, they're nice. But they're lovely. But this is the HR thing, you know, this is kind of the HR values. They put it, you know, for people to be happy. But our invitation in a true self-exploration, self-discovery, it's take them seriously. Because, you know, when you fully understand the fabric of the values of your organization, right, and you fully begin, as you said beautifully, displaying them, living them, embedding them in your leadership and management style, aligning to them, and expressing them, then you really become the ambassador of creating this beautiful culture that those values are actually there to support creating.
Exactly. Wonderful explanation, Zoran.
Yeah.
And I think it must be important also for the CEO, for the management group, because then it will become important for the company.
Yeah.
But if it's not important up here, then it will not be important in the rest of the company. Exactly. And I remember when I was young, working within the telecom industry,
mm-hmm.
I came into the company when it was like 20, 25 persons,
mm-hmm.
and the whole company was living the values. And we had so much energy, performed very well and very loyal, a lot of energy and great results. But then the company grew. And when it was above 200 persons, then kind of forgetting about the values, the cultures. And then you lose something. So it's a work that you have to continue to live, as you say.
Exactly. So we lose the soul, basically. And I've been in this myself, and it grows up and the performance becomes much more important than the soul of the organization, the value, you know, what is the real buzz, real energy, which actually we need as human beings to be able, as you said many times in this podcast, perform and be best at our work and realize our potential, right?
Yeah.
So that's that decoded, you know, that's that decoded. So we part of the self-awareness aligning to our SQ, aligning to the meaning in our life. It's really discovering your values, taking time to reflect, being, you know, very clear about who you are, what matters to you, and then working with a coach as well to go into the deep dive into discern and assess and understand your core values. So that would be a first big step towards seeking meaning and finding meaning, right?
Yeah. Exactly. And if we look at knowledge and wisdom, mm-hmm. knowledge, we handle our afterword. Mm-hmm. But with wisdom, we handle also ourself inside. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we can handle everyone around us, the company, the teams. So we need to take care of both managing productivity, but also the wisdom inside.
And I suppose wisdom is one of the core elements or core competencies of SQ, right?
It is. That's so, kind of the highest.
That's the highest of the highest. So how do we tap into this wisdom? You know, I know myself, how do I do that? But how do we get people to tap in their own wisdom?
But could I ask you, how do you do, Zoran?
How do I do it? I feel into it. I take the moment of stillness and silence. So when I, for example, when I need to make a decision and I know it's an important decision and I have multiple thoughts, like I can make this choice and that choice and that choice. Usually when I have this split in my thinking, then I know I need to rely on my wisdom because I can go any way in my cognitive capacity. So what I do then, I breathe, I still myself, I connect to the deeper part in myself that I define as soul, because I believe we all have soul. And then I just stay, you know, in silence for a while and I see what emerges. What do I begin feeling, sensing? What is the intuition? What is the inkling? And sometimes it comes and sometimes it doesn't. And if it doesn't, I let go. And if it does, I actualize it. If I let go, then I make an intention that I would like this wisdom to come to me. And then usually it comes to me in the morning. Honestly, my morning, when I wake up in the morning, those few first, you know, few minutes in between sleep and awaken, usually my wisdom is really powerful. It can come to me on my dog walk while I'm jogging in the shower, but it comes as long as I call it. And then I know what I need in that case, what kind of decision do I need to make?
Beautiful description. And I think what you're describing is that we need to be actually brave and to have trust to come into this. And what you explain here is actually when you are in the wisdom phase, because then we take time for it to come to us instead of being in cramped to control and to do, let it come to me. Of course, I do things for it to happen, but then I have trust that it will come to me. And using also, as you say, the brain, but also the heart, the truth, and my stomach, my gut feeling. So all of those intelligences that we kind of forgot nowadays, to actually use all the intelligences and let it come to us.
Do not,
even if in business cases.
even in business, but again, there is a statistics when you ask leaders, how do you make decisions, especially the CEOs, they always tell you gut feeling. They never tell you, oh, I thought about something very strategically important. Even if they think about strategy, they always go back into the gut and say, you know, I listened to my gut and my gut told me. So this gut intelligence, as you said, is super important. And that's the SQ, right?
Yeah. And also, as you said, to have some silent moments also during the day, not always being occupied with meetings and then listening to things and to be occupied with the mind, because then you're not creative. You don't use all your senses and you cannot actually grab your wisdom and that knowledge that needs to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of mindfulness and meditation, at least 15 minutes a day, gives so much, especially when we're stressed business managers.
Yeah. I've learned the hard lesson. So, you know, I know that it's so important. And I know many people nowadays are aware of this. So now, for the people in organizations who are listening to this podcast and enjoying our chat and conversations, how can you or how can we bring SQ and spiritual intelligence more present within the work, within the our daily life? You know, what will be your invitation or recommendation or suggestions for HR people, people's manager, leaders, you know, CEOs, executives that are thinking about this is interesting, this is important, this matters. How can I bring this into my business?
I would say that everything starts with self-awareness. Because if we look at the SQ pyramid, it's like this. It's four levels. The first level is self-awareness. I need to be self-aware to be able to lead others or to know my values, my meaning, and etc. And then the second level is awareness of others.
Mm-hmm.
It's first when I'm aware about myself that I can actually open my eyes and be aware of my colleagues, my customers, my goals, etc., to be aware of others and to improve my way of communicating and bonding with people and the behaviors of all of us. And then we come into the third level, personal development, where we look at ego versus higher self, but also actually on being more effective and not being action addicted or wasting our time being distracted all the time. So in personal development, we also have to actually take care of our time. Because when we do that, we can work less, have more time for reflection, and use more of our intelligence. And that's SQ. And what they see in research, actually, is that when we're stressed, we lose 38% of our productivity. And still, do we stress? Yeah. Would we take 38% of our salary to do like this? No, we would not. But still, we stress all of the time, so we waste 38% of our productivity.
Wow. That's a really interesting number. I mean, you know, you always, when you share numbers, it's like, bing, you know, the people can see it more clearly.
Yeah. So that's within the third level, personal development, to actually take responsibility and action on how can I use my time in the right way for myself, for the work balance, for my team, for the business, to make even better results, but work less and have time for reflection. And then going up to the fourth level, SQ, to actually work with developing our SQ.
And once when we do, As I see it from my life experience and working with people who naturally step into their activation of the spiritual intelligence, the SQ, it becomes a holding intelligence because it encompasses everything together. It really holds well the emotions. It holds the mental cognitive intelligence together. So it becomes something that really gives you a lot of maturity, wisdom, ability to maneuver life, ability to be agile, and again, connects you, as Katrina said at the beginning, to the deeper meaning, which is the essence of joy, happiness, satisfaction, and being that human being that really wakes up in the morning with a smile on its face and says, I know why I'm here today. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I know why I go to the office every day. What is the reason beyond monetary, beyond financial, beyond, you know, beyond all of that, the deeper understanding. So we begin living more fulfilled life. And I think that's the most important thing for all of us.
It is. Because if we look in a larger space, our lives are quite short and we're more than 8 billion people. So, but still we can impact so much our own life, and we do actually make impact on people. So we need to take responsibility for that also.
People, we're going to reference your book in the description of this podcast as well. You know, we're going to reference your LinkedIn and your website so people can come and see you and find the book and enjoy reading and enjoy learning. So I'm super grateful, you know, for you coming today and for our chat and conversation. It's always beautiful to have somebody like you to play and to introduce certain things that are still new and fresh, you know, for our audience, and things that people never thought about before. So I hope for the listeners that you have had a good time activating your thoughts around spiritual intelligence, understanding the importance of meaning, understanding the importance of purpose, core values, and how can you bring all of that back into your work life so that you can live fulfilling, satisfying lives and then have a prosperous and lovely careers full of meaning and purpose. So one last thing from you, Katrina, how would you love to leave audience with? Do you have any last pearls of wisdom, anything that you would love to share just for you to feel complete in your connection with our audience today?
So what I would say is to actually take time to use your inner wisdom and to take time for you, for your life, because it will have an impact for both your personal life but also your business career. So work with these important questions. And thank you so much, Zoran.
You're very, very welcome. And take time. And if you don't have time, hire the coach, because this is what we're here for, to help you create the time. I'm always inviting people and saying everybody needs coach, including myself, everybody else, at the beginning of their career, in the middle. Even if you're super successful, you always need to maintain your performance. So coaching is one of these beautiful disciplines. So make sure that if you struggle to create that time, you find the support structure so you can then enjoy it. Once again, thank you so much for coming into this podcast, for listening to us week after week. We hope this was wonderful and meaningful for you. Lots of love to everybody until we talk and listen to each other next time. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.